Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Andrew Cuomo beat law professor Zephyr Teachout 62% to 34% in Tuesday's Democratic primary for governor. It was a weaker-than-expected performance for a well-known incumbent facing a relatively unknown with few campaign resources.
It does look like I'm not going to be the next governor of this state, but this is still a big moment, and I still want to celebrate it.
For Teachout, the primary race was a victory. She said galvanizing progressives to stand up to power is a big win.
This campaign demonstrates the rise of a new force in New York politics and in American politics.
It demonstrates a fearlessness, she said, and a platform which fights for all Americans. Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins said disaffected Democrats should support him in the November election. Hawkins finished third in the 2010 race. President Barack Obama goes before the American people tonight to try and build public support for his plan to degrade and ultimately destroy the Islamic State militants. They've seized control of a huge stretch of Syria and Iraq. This means providing more support for Iraqi security forces. Obama is pressing for an expanded global coalition of at least 40 nations united against the militants, with Sunni Arab allies and NATO member Turkey playing leading roles. Code Pink will stage a protest at the White House during Obama's speech. 13 years after September 11th, 9/11 responders and survivors are battling serious health conditions resulting from the toxins at Ground Zero. Elected officials and union members urge first responders and volunteers to register with the Workers' Compensation Board by tomorrow, September 11th. Otherwise, the right to file for later illnesses will be lost. Signing up doesn't mean that you are injured or ill, but it preserves your ability to file a claim later if you should become sick in the future. This is for any service at Ground Zero, Freshkills Landfill, the barges, the piers, and the morgues. You can go to the NICOSH website to sign up. It's the New York Committee for Occupational Safety and Health, www.nicosh/WTC. In Ferguson, Missouri, where 18-year-old Mike Brown was killed by Officer Darren Wilson on August 9th, a citizens' police watchdog group was proposed by the city council there. The citizen review board would be made up of locals not connected to the police or government and would oversee and guide the police force. For years, groups marching under banners identifying themselves as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgendered have been banned from the St. Patrick's Day parade. But last week, the parade committee said the LGBT resource group at NBC would participate in the parade. Now members of Irish Queers, the Lavender and Green Alliance, and St. Pat's for All say they've applied for places in the 2015 parade and want out at NBC Universal to stick with them. If they don't get to march, they say the NBC group should pull out.
Roll call vote, Committee on Environmental Protection, Resolution 356, Councilmember Richards.
I vote aye.
Levin.
Congratulations to the chair for a very important resolution.
A climate resolution was approved by the New York City Council. It recognizes the dangers of climate change to human health and the environment. Further, it endorses the People's Climate March NYC on September 23rd. The march precedes the UN Summit on Climate Change. Councilmember Donovan Richards is chair of the City Council's Environmental Protection Committee.
Expected to be the largest march in support of the global environment in history, the People's Climate March will unite advocates from all over the world in a show of strength that clearly calls for protecting the Earth and all its inhabitants and subsequent generations. The City Council is looking at a number of measures to address reduction of greenhouse gases, including installing solar energy systems on city buildings, wider implementation of geothermal energy use, reduction of fossil fuel exploration in New York, energy efficiency, improving air quality, and enforcement.
The City Council passed the resolution with 46 votes in the affirmative and zero in the negative. Also, the City Council announced the formation of the Committee on Courts and Legal Services. It will be chaired by Councilmember Rory Landsman. The committee will give the council greater oversight of New York City's legal system. Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito said the committee will examine the demand for legal services and the resources and support needed for the courts to serve our city with integrity. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York. Stay tuned now for the Tom Hartman Show right here on listener-sponsored WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.